Patrick Downs from Ruge's Auto Group, the marketing director. Good morning, Patrick. How are you? What's up?
Good morning, Bob. Wonderful to be back. Really excited to have the opportunity to chat with Tracy from the Autism Society of the Great Hudson Region in Rhinebeck. We're really excited that the Autism Walk is returning at last to the Dutchess County Fairgrounds here in Rhinebeck this Sunday.
Yeah.
And really excited Tracy could take some time to tell you all the wonderful work that she does and what's going to be happening this weekend.
Very nice. Tracy, good morning. How are you? You okay?
Yes, good morning. Thank you so much for having me today.
Very nicely done. I'll get into the walk at the fairgrounds this weekend. I do want to just for the uninitiated, give us a definition of the autism spectrum disorder, please.
Yes, absolutely. So autism spectrum disorder, it is a complex and lifelong developmental condition that typically appears during early childhood, and it can impact a person's social skills, communication, relationships, and self-regulation. But the autism experience is different for everyone. It's really defined by a certain set of behaviors and is often referred to as a spectrum condition that affects people differently and to varying degrees.
It's more complicated than what most people realize. We'll get into that in just a moment, but tell me about the autism walk at the fairgrounds this Sunday, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So this event is going to bring together autistic individuals, families, self-advocates, first responders, educators, businesses, and community members to really raise awareness and acceptance about the unique safety challenges faced by the autism and neurodiverse community. So it is our first walk. We're starting off small, but safety awareness is critically important because many individuals can experience communication differences and sensory concerns and challenges during emergency situations. So we want to make sure that this walk is more than just a fundraiser. It's really an opportunity to celebrate community and promote understanding and support our five core services, which is advocacy, education, support, community programs and events, and information and resource services. So in this at this event, we're going to be having a resource fair. There'll be a fire truck and firemen. There'll be police officers. There'll be a puppet show that'll have a focus on safety. And we'll have the DEC and health departments there to provide just some safety awareness as we start to enter into our summer months.
Tracy Schober is the executive director of the Autism Society of Greater Hudson. The website there is asghr.org. There's really no one specific definition for autism. Everybody experiences it differently, correct?
So everybody does experience it differently. Some signs and characteristics could be that an individual might have repetitive behaviors or movements or phrases. They might communicate differently, or they might communicate verbally, or they might communicate with picture exchange or with a device or with sign language. It really just depends on the person. Right now in the United States, there are over 7 million individuals in the United States on the autism spectrum.
So what do you think the earliest that a diagnosis could take place in a child's life?
It can happen during their toddler years. And then we also have individuals that participate in our adult support group that were diagnosed as adults.
Tracy, tell me, what are some of the common misconceptions that is portrayed by autism, that people have of autism?
Yeah, one of them that I do like to mention is that, sometimes people believe that someone with autism would not make a good employee. That can be very much not true. Sometimes individuals with autism, they have some specific skills and affinities that really make them a very detail-oriented and excellent employee. So that would be one. Individuals might not be emotional, and that is also a misconception as well. I'm a mom of a 27-year-old autistic adult who experiences the world very differently than I do, and sometimes similarly to me. It really just depends on that person and their interests and what their passions are. you know, my son can put together a car and take it apart and put together a motorcycle, but I can't do that. I can, he would have a hard time getting on an interview. Again, so it's autism spectrum disorder is very individualized.
I don't want you to leave here having not mentioned something that you want to mention. What do you want to get out that we haven't talked about?
Well, some of the services that Autism Society Greater Hudson Region can provide can help to connect people in the community. We have social groups for adults as well as a mom social connection club currently in Hudson, New York as a breakfast club and then in the Capital Region as a mom's night out. But we also help to provide information and resources throughout our 21-county catchment area. And so if someone does give a call or an email and they're looking for whether it's a pediatrician or a preschool, our goal is to try to help to connect you with the resources needed to help you be successful.
Tracy Schober, Executive Director of the Autism Society of Greater Hudson. Website is asghr.org. And a big walk this Sunday at the fairgrounds. Get all the information on the website. That is this Sunday, the 28th, running from 9 until noon. Patrick Downs, the marketing director, Ruge's Auto Group. How are you, my man? What's going on?
Good, good. I just want to say I also happen to have a 27-year-old who's on the spectrum. It's a little coincidental, but this is a cause that is obviously very dear to my heart as well. And the beauty of this walk is it's a chance for the community to get together and people that understand the challenges of raising and caring for people on the spectrum. And the goal is that you're going to bump into someone that somehow is going to make your life a little bit better or a little bit easier because of what their journey has been. So, you know, if you have a loved one who's on the spectrum or somebody you know, I would really encourage them to come out on Sunday and meet people that they can learn a lot from, and that's a wonderful thing. And then finally, I just want to give a quick shout-out to the thousands of people in the Hudson Valley that work with children and adults who are developmentally disabled, whether they're therapists or work in day programs or residences, places like my son works at. They're some of the real superheroes out there, and want to send them some love and thank you for what they do every day.
Well, Patrick Downs, we want to thank Ruge's Auto Group for sponsoring this community spotlight. Appreciate that. And Tracy Schober, Executive Director, Autism Society of Greater Hudson, thank you for the time and the information. And best of have a wonderfully successful walk this Sunday, okay?
Great. Thank you. We'll see everyone at the walk.
Thank you very much.